Ever had trouble with them?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine they're too comfortable.
No, they're not. They hurt.
What about that white stuff inside a bowl that you mash out?
They call that corruption.
Yes. And if you have a blister on your hand, you just call that liquid inside the...
water.
Right. And say if you... I got stung by a bee on my hand and my hand got bigger, you'd say that my hand...
swelled.
Okay. What about if a man got accidentally shot or stabbed, you'd say you need to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the...
wound.
Yes, sir. Have you ever heard of any kind of grainy flesh around the wound that doesn't heal cleanly?
Yeah, call that proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. I see. Is that kind of like an infection or something?
Mm-hmm. That flesh just rolls up there and wants to roll out and won't heal.
I see. Okay. What would somebody put on his hand if he got it cut and he wanted to prevent infection?
He put some kind of ointment on there.
Anything special that people used to use? Maybe a kind of brown liquid?
Plenty of it.
You ever use anything like
iodine? Yeah.
You just call that?
They used to put something on there called a healing powder.
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, and they used to call it antiseptic healing powder.
I see. Didn't use iodine much?
Yeah, used iodine some.
Okay. Did you ever have to take any of this white, bitter tasting powder that people used to take for malaria?
Yeah, quinine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, took that stuff.
Pretty rough.
Oh, yeah. She's bitter. I mean, it's bitter.
Just about turn your mouth inside.
Yes, sir.
I guess it is pretty bad. Well, say, talking about a man who died, if somebody just didn't want to come out and say, well, I'm sorry to hear that your daddy died, would they ever say something else besides that?
Well, no, I don't. I can't answer that, and I don't know just what they would say.
Okay. Have you heard something like passed away?
Oh, yeah, or passed on, or something like that.
I see. Okay. Well, what about if it was somebody that a man just didn't like at all? If he wanted to be kind of nasty about it, he might say, well, I'm glad to hear that old so-and-so finally
died.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people say, kick the bucket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some women back.
They had a lot of people come around selling door to door?
Not too many. That's what my wife just died with, was cancer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Took it, little dry crack come right there in the lip. People kept telling she better go have it checked. She wouldn't do it.
Hmm.
Stayed on there nearly a year and she went to skin specialist in Gulfport. When he looked at it, and looked at that nurse, I knew right then it was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But she lasted longer than most people last. She lived about 3 years after she got that cancer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
Yes, sir. Well, there ain't no cure for them things.
Well, they do so much research, maybe something.
I don't believe they ever will find it. Cure for it, because you know in the book of Revelation, in the Bible, it says there'll be them great eating sores which are uncurable.
Yes, sir.
It says that in that Bible. That's the reason I don't believe we'll ever find a cure.
Mm, I see. Are you interested in anything like what she's selling, that cancer insurance, or are you already covered?
I'm not covered with cancer insurance.
I see.
But that cheap, I think I'll take it out, $475 a month.
It might be a good thing to do.
Yes, sir.